to switch off.
Hello, I'm Lenny.
Hi.
Hey.
Oh my gosh, I'm anxiety.
Is everything okay?
You're in my son.
Power stays in the shadow.
Unlikely.
Does it scare you?
Literally scared to death?
That's my weakness.
I don't think so.
Movie news.
Nobody's gonna notice you, that's your job. No offense.
With Gareth Daly.
I mean, some taken.
Good afternoon to you, Gareth. Now we're starting with director Denis Villeneuve. He's been enjoying great success with Dune 2, and so you've news of his next project.
Yeah, well, you see, he will go on to finish that trilogy, which will be called Dune Messiah. So the notion about him doing something else in between may not happen, okay. But Legendary Entertainment has optioned Pulitzer Prize finalist Annie Jacobson's non-fiction book called Nuclear War, A Scenario, with him to attach to direct.
Okay.
So this book explores a ticking clock scenario about what would happen in the event of a nuclear war. It's sort of based on dozens of exclusive new interviews with military and civilian experts who built the weapons and have been privy to the response plans and have been responsible for those decisions should they need to be made. So he'd be a perfect director for it, but as I said, will he find time before that?
Yeah.
This project might be a little bit off, but at the same time, Legendary, you know, very happy to have him on board because it's been a big success at the box office. And they've also had the Godzilla Kong, the new Empire film, do very well at the box office as well. So this is a big project by the sounds of it, and a good director attached to a very kind of intriguing sounding book.
Very good. You have some casting news for us this afternoon.
Yeah, this is Emmy winner Julia Garner, who people would know from Ozark.
Yes.
She's set to play the Silver Surfer in Marvel Studios' upcoming The Fantastic Four film.
Hmm.
So the Silver Surfer in the comics is the silver-skinned herald of the planet-devouring Galacticus. Anya Taylor-Joy was previously rumoured, actually, for the role late last year. But Garner's a good choice, and she's joining a cast that already includes the likes of Pedro Pascal as Reed Richards, Vanessa Kirby as Sue Storm, Joseph Quinn as Johnny Storm, and Eben Moss Backrock as Ben Grimm. So big cast. And they've got a good director as well. This is Mac Shagman, who was the producer on the likes of WandaVision and Monarch Legacy of Monsters. So he's going to be directing it. The reboot aims to shoot at Pinewood Studios in London this summer ahead of a May 2025 release.
Very good. Now, some more casting news. Returning to another director, Ryan Coogler. He's sort of going horror next time, right?
He is, yeah, and he's got a good cast sort of lined up for it. So he always works with Michael B. Jordan, so he's rumoured to be playing twin brothers in the film.
Mm-hmm.
But Jack O'Connell is going to be playing a villain in the movie, while Delroy Lindo is going to star as well, and his part is kind of top secret, but it's said to have a musical element to it. So filming on this project is slated to begin in the spring in New Orleans. Coogler has written the script as well. There was a bidding war actually for it, mm-hmm. and Warner's won out. We haven't seen Lindo in a film since 2021. He was in The Harder They Fall. But this new film, which is, yes, sort of untitled, but little known about it, I suppose, in the fact that it is going to be set in the Deep South, possibly involves vampires and Southern supernatural traditions. They too have a release date set for March 7th, 2025.
Okay, now the Matrix. Are we getting more Matrix on the big screen?
Do we want another Matrix on the big screen?
I'm not sure.
That's
what
the
do you
first
think?
Question. Well, we'd be talking about the fifth Matrix, and it's in development now. And this
so it's coming whether we like it or not. Is that what you're saying?
It's coming whether we like it or not. Warner Brothers believe it's worth bringing back. It'll be the first one without the directors, Lana and Lily Wachowski, who were the directors across all the projects, or in different versions anyway, in terms of one of them was a solo director on the previous one. The Martian screenwriter and the Cabin in the Woods writer-director Drew Goddard is going to write and direct and produce the feature. No word as to whether Keanu Reeves and Carrie-Anne Moss who have anchored across all the previous movies are going to reprise any roles in it. But yeah, they obviously feel that there's something in it. I loved the first one after that. I wasn't too
kind
enamored
lost
by
interest,
them.
Yeah.
But,
Okay, they're making it anyway. Now, Irish director John Crowley, I really like the sound of what he's filming at the moment.
Yeah, so he's got a new film called We Live in Time, and it stars Andrew Garfield and Florence Pugh. Mm. And it's currently in post-production, and it's set for an autumn 2024 release. He previously worked, actually, with Garfield on a film in 2007 called Boy A.
Yes.
Now, the plot details for... Yeah, do you remember that one?
I do, it was a tough film.
Yeah, so plot details for We Live in Time are kind of been kept under wraps, as a lot of these things are, but it's understood to be a funny, deeply moving and immersive love story. There's also an Irish actor in it, Aoife Hines, is understood to star in the film as well. It's written by Nick Payne, and one of the producers on the project, actually, is Benedict Cumberbatch as well.
That all sounds good.
So We Live in Time is set to be released in the autumn.
Very good. I have to say, I like the sound of Andrew Garfield and Florence Pugh together. Two great actors. Now, we're coming to the small screen, but Legally Blonde, really?
Yes, really. I mean, Amazon Prime Video and Reese Witherspoon have decided it's worth doing as a TV series spin-off. If you remember, the film was released in 2001, Witherspoon playing Ellie Woods, a fashion-focused sorority girl who attends Harvard Law School in an attempt to win back her boyfriend. And in the process, she discovers a natural aptitude for the law. It was a big success at the box office, grossing over 140 million worldwide. There was two sequels as well, one that she did star in 2003, and one that she didn't star in. And it's unclear at the moment if she's going to feature in front of the camera for this kind of version of the TV series. She's certainly producing it. And if you remember as well, there was a stage musical of the first film, which was also released on Broadway in 2007, taking multiple Tony Award nominations. So we'll watch out for that, a TV series of Legally Blonde.
Very good. What trailer have you picked for us, Garrett?
Okay, this is a creepy sounding trailer. Take a listen to this clip from a film called Cuckoo.
Mum, I really want to come home. You're coming back.
How was your journey?
Very pleasant, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Ratchet, come say hi.
Mm-hmm. So...
I'm your neighbor. I haven't heard about you.
Why would you have heard about me?
Yeah, that sounds kind of creepy, Garrett. That is Cuckoo. Tell us more.
Yeah, so this is about a 17-year-old who leaves her American home to live with her father, has just moved into a resort in the German Alps with his family. Arriving at their future residence, they're greeted by her father's boss, who takes an inexplicable interest in Gretchen's mute half-sister, Alma. Something doesn't seem right, though, in this tranquil vacation paradise, plagued by strange noises, bloody visions, until a shocking secret is discovered that affects the family. Hunter Schafer starring in this, one of the breakout stars of Euphoria, was also in the latest version of The Hunger Games. Dan Stevens also starring in Jessica Henwick. It's out in May and it's called Cuckoo.
It sounds kind of creepy. Dan Stevens is a good baddie as well, actually, so we'll keep an eye on that one. Let's come to new releases, and I'm going to start with Monkey Man, and this is the directorial debut of Dev Patel, who also stars.
In this city, the rich don't see us as people.
Give me the job no one wants to do.
I know it.
Anyone who forgets their place doesn't turn out well for them.
This is not the place to work if you can't handle that sort of stuff.
Every day, I've prayed for a way to protect the weak.
I have got an answer to every prayer. I call on Nikki.
Minaj.
Big bumper.
Nice headlights.
Let's boogie.
Yeah, that is Monkey Man. And Garrett, I didn't get to see this one yet because I was away this week, but everyone just saying just really impressive, very ambitious project from Dev Patel for his directorial debut.
And writing it as well,
yes.
Producing in it and indeed starring in it. So yeah. I mean, we featured this on Trailer Watch a couple of weeks ago, and there's a lot in it. I mean, it looks big and it looks, surprisingly huge for a directorial debut, as you say. Mm. It's about an anonymous young man who unleashes a campaign of vengeance against the corrupt leaders who murdered his mother and continue to systematically victimize the poor and powerless. And you said that's a strong role to take on in terms of front of camera and behind the camera.
Okay, and a few more to mention.
Hello, Capitino is about the tough adventures of two young boys who leave Dakar to reach Europe. This was nominated, actually, in the international feature category at the Oscars. A lot of good reviews for that movie. We have a comedy as well in the form of Seize Them. This is set in Dark Ages Britain, where a queen is toppled by a revolution and she becomes a fugitive in her own land and must face hardship and danger as she embarks on a voyage to win back her throne. Nicola Coughlan, Amy Lou Wood and Nick Frost starring in that one. If you like your horror, The First Omen is on the big screen, and this is about when a young American is sent to Rome to begin a life of service to the church. She encounters a darkness that causes her to question her own faith. Nell Tiger Free and Bill Nighy star in that. And now if you like your documentaries, this one is getting good reviews too. It's called One Night in Mill Street. It's about the fight between Steve Collins and Chris Eubank that took place in Mill Street, sort of gripped the nation at the time and also kind of highlighted the sort of move of Ireland into Celtic Tiger times as well. So that's called One Night in Mill Street.
Okay, that's lots to look forward to on the big screen this weekend. You've picked a TV movie for us.
I have picked a TV movie. And the reason I picked this one, right, this came out in 1992. Mm-hmm. Came out December 27th, 1992. Yes. Why do I remember that
I
date?
Know.
Well, that particular year, right?
Yes.
That particular year, I had made a list. I had set myself a challenge that I was going to see 100 movies that year. Now, not all of them at the cinema. I mean, it was renting videos as well.
In those days,
but
yes.
I wanted to reach 100 movies, that I would see. And the 100th film I went to see...
Was?
Because it came out December 27th, The Bodyguard.
That's a good story. That's 90s-tastic of you.
It wasn't really my choice, but I wanted to reach the 100th before.
Go on, you loved it.
Before the year ended.
Wow.
So there I have to
you
recommend it. Kevin Costner, Whitney Houston, starring in it, of course, and the famous Dolly Parton song from the movie as well. But
huge
it's about
hit,
a famous singer and actress who's his subjective to death threats by an obsessive fan and persuaded to hire a former Secret Service agent as her bodyguard. If you'd like to watch The Bodyguard, it's on TG Car tonight and it's on at 9:45.
An unexpected choice from Garrett Daly for our TV movie, The Bodyguard. Lovely memories, though, Garrett. Thank you very much indeed. That's The Bodyguard, 9:45 TG Car. Garrett, thanks a million. Talk to you next Saturday.
Thanks, Aideen.